This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back, Secret Squad. I'm Robin McGraw, and you're listening to a brand new episode of I've Got a Secret. Let me ask you all a question. Have you ever wondered about supplements? We all see rows and rows of vitamins and powders at the grocery store, but what are all of these things? What should we be taking? How much? And how the heck do you choose a brand? To answer all of this and more, I'm talking with someone who knows his stuff, co-founder and CEO of Hum Nutrition, Walter Falstro. Hum Nutrition is defining the world of ingestible beauty, offering capsules and powders aimed to make you feel great from the inside out. Their approach is customized, offering nutritionist services to help you figure out what works best for your body. I'm so excited to get into this. This is The Secret to Supplementing Your Diet. Hey, Walter Falstro, welcome to I've Got a Secret. You have no idea how excited I am to have you here today to answer so many questions. I hope you don't get just sick of talking.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for being here because I have to tell you, it's almost like I'm going to call myself a fanatic about health and wellness. And I really, really believe in supplements and I believe in supplementing our health. And just like I said in the intro, having our healthiest and our most beautiful life and body from the inside out. And I really believe that it takes supplementing to do that. So I am thrilled that I have such an expert here to tell everyone what it is. So please tell the listeners about how you became so passionate about the world of supplements.
Yeah, actually it started with a very personal story. I think many of those businesses, you know, do start with a story, and mine is really a personal experience, a personal struggle with acne throughout my adulthood. Let's go back a few years, and I'll give you a bit of a background. You can tell I have an accent, so I'm clearly not from here. I was born in Europe and I lived all over the world. And one of the places I lived at was in London, where I had a company called WeWater. We launched the first vitamin enhanced water in the UK back in 2004. And that was a huge success. We ended up selling the company to Pepsi in 2008. So that was a real adventure. And during that time, I really did struggle with my skin. And I was lucky to meet a nutritionist who wrote a book about the gut and the skin connection. And she was very forward thinking. So my derm put me 3 times on Accutane, which is a very strong drug, if you're familiar with it. And it did work wonders for me while I was taking Accutane. But having said that, 6 to 12 months later, my adult acne would return. And it is a really painful thing. You know, when you're a teenager, you can deal with it, I guess. It's painful for everyone. But there's a moment in time when you think this must be over. And as you age and you're doing your career and you're obviously very mindful of it. And what people don't realize who have never dealt with acne, it's extremely painful too. So you get these breakouts, they're very deep, painful. They're quite emotionally destabilizing, to be frank. Your confidence goes down. You don't want to see people. You don't want to go into meetings. You're always conscious about when people look at your face, are they looking at my zit here or not? So it was a bit of an emotional experience for me. And I met this nutritionist in London and she said, why don't we try an alternative approach to your skin by excluding certain food groups from your diet and including certain supplements and herbs that could be beneficial to you. And I was like, sure, my derm wanted to put me a 4th time on this drug. I was like, nope, I'm going to try something else now because we've tried it now 3 times. So let's find a new approach here. I worked with her and I slowly but surely got really, really good results. I not only got better skin, but I also felt much more energized. My digestion was so much better. I slept better, etc. And I thought, hold on a second, maybe there are other people out there like myself who went through a similar traumatic journey and could benefit from a combination of like really solid, well-formulated supplements and expert advice from a true nutritionist. So fast forward a few years, I relocated to Los Angeles, which is my home now. I've been here since 2012 to start HUM. And what we did first was we built sort of a methodology on like how to profile customers, because I love this idea of like combining nutritionist coaching with great supplements in a one-stop solution, because everybody's journey is different, everybody's story is unique, and everybody's concerns are so, you know, so special, really. And I wanted to make sure that we can truly deliver a personalized experience to a wider audience. So I met up with researchers at UC Davis to build a methodology and form a questionnaire that is backed by science, how we would profile people, what kind of questions we asked. And then I teamed up with like top formulators to really start formulating supplements that help you with skin solutions that are scientifically backed. So a long, long process, and it took us a lot of work and making and sweat. So we started this platform called HUM Nutrition. And what's cool about it, you go online, you take a 3-minute quiz, and then the next thing that happens, we have product recommendations for you, but you're also assigned to your own health and wellness coach, which is an RD, a registered dietitian in our case. And then that person can give you extra advice and help you further personalize this experience so you get truly what you need and achieve those health and wellness goals that you're after. So that's what we do. And we have been doing it since 2012. And now we're one of the leaders in the space. And I'm so proud that to date, I think we've paired over 2 million people with their own RD and for free advice. And we're spreading the message and we're creating a healthy community and people feel great about themselves. And that positivity then leads to a real bigger impact in the world. So extremely happy about the work we've done and extremely proud of it.
Wow. You know, I'm almost speechless, but I'm not, because I want the listeners to know, Philip and I have two boys. They're grown now, grown men, 41 and 34 years old. But both of them suffered from acne in their young teen years. And I did everything I could to keep from putting them on Accutane, but I had to put them on Accutane. And that is such a harsh drug, but it does work. And because I do love to do everything I can naturally and not the synthetic way. So to hear you speaking about your journey, I can so relate to it because I too had adult acne and I too had to get on Accutane. And I did so much research about it with my children and with myself. And so to have you here today speaking about your personal journey and what you did, I just want to say thank you so much. And I'm just so thrilled that you did all of that hard work and that you're here today to share everything that you have to share with us, because you truly have helped millions. You know that, right?
Sometimes I have a hard time quantifying the impact in my head, because I'm still the same person who started this idea, and we had a little office on Sunset Boulevard and shipped the first boxes ourselves, did customer service and all that myself. And it has been a long time in the making, but when you quantify it and suddenly take a step back and you're like, wow, this has truly moved the needle for a lot of people, it feels truly good to me and the company now, obviously, as well. All my team members, we're extremely proud of the work that we're doing.
Oh, and I love that you found the right people to help you get rid of it the natural way through food and through the supplements. What was it like when you met the nutritionist that said, let's go within your body to your gut? Because that's another thing. I have digestive issues that are inherited. And I believe that the acne that my boy suffered from and myself is also inherited. How do you feel about that, first of all? Do you believe that your issues are a genetic thing?
Well, to be honest, it could be a combination of things, right? Because was it genetic? Was it lifestyle? Was it choices I made when I was younger? I don't know. And again, similar to you, I'm a full proponent of people trying Accutane. I don't want to like say any way, shape or form that this is something you should do. But I wish I had somebody to tell me at the time, while you take it, look after your inside as well, because it's really harsh on you. And your digestion has an impact on how you look and feel. And what was interesting, so to be clear, the nutritionist I worked with, she didn't tell me stop something. It was this sort of like this moment in time where it was like, either I do a fourth round of it or I try an alternative. And I was like, you know what? I've tried it now 3 times. Let me try this new approach. I discussed it with my dermatologist, who said there's absolutely no correlation between your skin health and your food. And I was like, well, that's a bit interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes when I eat certain food groups or I don't sleep so well, I do break out. And you're telling me there is no connection between what I put inside my body and my largest organ, the skin. And it's like, no, that there's no scientific proof for that. And I was skeptical, but I felt, you know what? Her advice was about like eating healthy and being mindful of what you eat. And that's also part of our philosophy. So we're not telling people, just take a pill and that will then, you know, replace a healthy diet. And that's why the nutritionist is so important, because they really act as health coaches, nutrition coaches, and they will make sure that you make the right dietary choices, because there's no pill that will substitute a very unhealthy choice, just to be very clear about that. So this holistic approach was very interesting. And another thing she told me, which I thought was interesting, I always thought that fats were bad for my skin. So I excluded a lot of fats from my diet. Having said that, actually omega-3s, healthy fats, are really good for your skin to reduce that redness and bring down that inflammation, et cetera. And that's extremely beneficial. So just that, you know, just knowing that is also good for your heart, for your brain. So why not, right? So we included that in my supplementation, and we included like herbs like spirulina and chlorella to detoxify me from the inside out, milk thistle, which helps with the liver, et cetera. And that was really good. It really moved the needle. And probiotics, another thing, like, you know, the gut microbiome is so critical in this. It's critical for immune health. It's critical for skin health. And diversifying that gut microbiome with healthy bacteria is extremely important. So we incorporated that, and I saw these great results. My digestion was truly off at the time already, because it was just not good. And suddenly my digestion was balanced. And that, again, enabled me to do things I couldn't have done before without worrying about like an upset stomach or something like that. You see what I'm saying? So it's this holistic approach that I found truly fascinating, which is why we now not just operate within the skin space, but also like your overall body, how you feel, your energy levels, your mood, your sleep. And there's a lot of things you can do with nutrition and with a health and wellness coach to address those concerns, but be really mindful of what you're doing to your body. And our bodies are incredible. Our bodies can heal themselves over time. I mean, if you think about it, your skin renews itself every 30 days, like these new skin cells coming up and you renew from the inside out. And I find that incredibly powerful as a message to people. Understand yourself first. Let us guide you in this process. Let us be that partner in nutrition to you. And we have expert advisors who are highly trained within the space. And our formulas are scientifically backed. And that combination is a winning formula, which is why we have grown so much as a company in the last couple of years and have truly moved the needle for a lot of people around the world.
What I want to say right now is bravo to you for not just deciding to just create supplements, but you've created the full package. You've created the correct supplements that everyone needs. They can take a quiz. They can fill out a form. You have the experts they can talk to, because you are fully aware everyone is different. Everybody needs something different to survive and to thrive, correct?
Absolutely. And like, let's start with the basics, right? Let's make those choices. And it's interesting, like how much misinformation is out there. I think you've mentioned very early on the vitamin aisles are super crowded and you don't know what to pick and why, and how do I distinguish between quality? And it truly makes a difference of really understanding all those details. And we really turn vitamins to an art form where we think through, how do we source? Who's going to manufacture that? How do we test for the quality? And there's a lot of detail that needs to go into each product. And that's something we're extremely proud of as well. And I think, as you said, it's a full package. It goes full circle from everything from understanding the individual to then pairing them with the expert, coaching them, and then giving them a formula that truly works for them. So yeah, you summarized it.
I love it. If you have a healthy, balanced diet, why would you need supplements?
That's a really good question. And it's a fair question to ask. I would always say there are certain nutrients that are extremely hard to come by in a regular diet. So pre and probiotics, for example, especially certain strains of probiotics, are very difficult. If you just eat lots of, you know, fermented foods, say, that contain probiotics. So that's something I would consider for sure. I don't think everybody needs a multivitamin. If you have a very balanced diet, I think you can then really focus on those special herbs and probiotics and healthy fats, you know, through supplementation. Or for example, a fish oil, you have to eat a lot of fish to get this high concentrated omega-3. Again, a supplement is a great alternative here. Or something else, we launched a probiotic for vaginal health last year called Private Party. Very successful product, and it combines probiotics and cranberry extracts for women's health. And the reason this product works so well is because they're very concentrated, these extracts. And you would have to drink a lot of cranberry juice to get the same amount of PACs, as they're called. These are the actives in the cranberry extract. And again, supplementation is a smart strategy here because you don't have to get so much sugar into your body by drinking all this cranberry juice. So there are many reasons, but I would always say, like, let's figure out your diet first. Let's make sure you have a healthy diet to begin with. And let's address those areas that you want to work on with very specific micronutrients that could really be beneficial to you.
Oh, that's so wonderful, because I was going to say that. It's like cranberry juice is so good for you, but it's so hard to get it without all that sugar in it. So I love that you've created that supplement. Can a supplement make up for a poor diet?
Very good question. I would always say no to this. I don't want people to listen to this podcast and think I can make very unhealthy choices and then compensate with a supplement. I think that's the wrong message. And I truly want people to be in touch with their body, understand what they need. And when you clean up your diet as well, you become very connected to the foods you need. So for example, if you start craving certain things with a healthy diet, your body is really smart. You have great instincts. It tells you, I need this micronutrient. So I love people to be very mindful of their diet. And so the answer to your question is no.
Great, great. Can you tell the listeners what exactly is a probiotic?
A probiotic is a bacteria, a friendly bacteria, they're called. And inside us, you have the microbiome. It's like trillions of bacteria. It's this whole little world. And everybody's inside is very unique. So we know that because you know that with stool testing. I know this is a very strange subject for a podcast, but you really understand the bacteria inside people's body is very different. And certain people have a certain overgrowth of bad bacteria, and you can balance that out with good bacteria. And that's where the probiotic comes into play.
Okay, so I have been told from a grand workup I had done with a nutritionist that I'm allergic to acidophilus. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I didn't know what test was conducted to identify that. Acidophilus is a very common probiotic strain. You find it in most products. And then I would really understand, you know, is it a food sensitivity? Is it like a true allergy? I don't know. But like normally we have customers who deal with food sensitivities or food allergies. I have not been or like heard of one of our consumers or customers dealing with an allergy to acidophilus, but it's a very specific case. So that may or may not be the reason, but, and of course, I'm sure you had great advice. So, this, yes. You know, I give it the benefit of the doubt here.
Well, I've actually adjusted everything to the fact that I was told, because I truly trusted this person, because in my case, I've been in the dentist chair my entire life. I'm a twin. We were born premature. The doctor told my mother, they're either going to have really weak bones or really bad teeth. We've never, knock on wood, broken a bone, but we do have a lot of dental work done and have my entire life. So I'm always taking antibiotics, and it has caused me to always have the need to take probiotics because of so many antibiotics in my system. I'm really very careful about how many I have to take. And of course, with all the dental work, and I'm talking, you know, bone grafts and bone harvesting and all of this for implants and my whatever. And because of the buildup of antibiotics, my dentist and orthodontist and such will say, well, let's put you on a probiotic. And when I do take a probiotic, this is how I found out years ago, when I would take one, I would have the worst reaction in my gut, in my digestive system, just a real, true, painful reaction. And through all the tests, he said, well, you seem to be allergic to acidophilus, so I have to take a probiotic that is acidophilus free.
And I think that's where the personalized approach is really helpful, because you really understand and you can work with an expert and discuss these matters and make sure you find something that's right for you. And if something is off and you get a reaction to a product, they know immediately where to look. So I'm glad you're in good hands there and they figured out that problem for you. And it again speaks to the benefit of having a health coach to help you navigate the space, doesn't it?
Yes. In fact, that's why I'm so excited about everything HUM offers to each client, because I had to get that personalized with my care. And I'm just so thrilled that you offer such a personalized service to every customer. So HUM is so popular with influencers and celebrities. Do you think there's a health craze going on right now, or is it really here to stay? Hopefully here to stay, but what is your answer?
Yeah, we saw this trend coming for a long time. So I started the company in 2012, and we already identified back then this is truly a need for a vitamin company and supplement company that acts as your partner within the space, that gives you great products and great advice. And over the years, that trend has really turned into a true shift within society. So what we see is that with younger generations, actually, it's no longer nice to have. It's an essential part of the daily routine. So, which is really interesting, but normally you would think older generations are going to be the ones like, let's eat healthily and be very mindful of that. But you have that really with the young consumer. So to answer your question, I truly think this has completely shifted and wellness is here to stay. And it's a growing industry, of course. And I'm delighted about it because, you know, that's what we should be doing. We should be looking after our health early on, so it doesn't become, you know, those poor choices down the line become a problem, which is a wonderful trend to be part of.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I have to say, I'm one of those that before I take anything that I'm prescribed or take anything suggested, I do all of my research. And my husband was never one that was into taking supplements and vitamins and such. And we'll be married 45 years in August. And I have to say, God bless him for listening to me way back then, because I believe he's healthier today. And he will give me that credit. He'll say, you know, I'm so glad that you're so into that and have stayed on it, because I truly believe that at 67 years old, through my research and being very consistent with supplementing my body the way it should, I breezed into the phase of menopause and am living my life right now probably the healthiest I could or I can and should be. But I think I'm going to get a lot healthier now after speaking with you. But I'm just trying to say right now that I feel like I'm a good testimony to, it's never too late to get started. But once you do, it certainly pays off.
It absolutely does. And I think you bring up another very interesting point. It's actually the women who are decision makers for this. It's like, it's so fascinating to see. I'm not saying we don't have male customers, but it's truly within a household, often the woman that makes a decision about what's right. And I think having that long-term thinking about, you know, health and wellness is truly wonderful to see. And I'm not surprised that you're the one that's convinced your husband, who is a doctor,
that's right,
to start supplementing. So well done.
Thank you. He just, I just give it to him and I say, take this. And for now, like 40 years, take this. Okay. He just takes it. He trusts me. But that's what you kind of have to do. You kind of have to research and find out what it is. And now people don't have to when they come to HUM. It's almost like you do the research for them. And I just can't tell you how much I respect that. And I'm so impressed with them.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists.
Bad. Okay, so on every podcast, I do two things. One of them is drink of the day. And I feel like let's take time right now to do the drink of the day. Sadly, we have to do our podcast today virtually. So we're not together to enjoy this drink of the day.
Hold on, let me dissolve my collagen pop, actually. Do you mind if I grab it quickly?
Please do. Please do. Look, I love it.
Beautifully decorated as yours. Well, here I am. I just had to actually dissolve one of the collagen pops in my drink.
Oh, I can't wait for you to talk about that. Did you put your orange or lemon slice on your glass? Because I had one.
Yes, I was a bit jealous about this beautiful presentation. And
I love it. And I want to tell you and all of the Secret Squad, every week we create a drink that has to do with the topic and our wonderful guest. So this week it's called Supercharged Spa Water. My spa water was such a hit with the Secret Squad that I decided to do a supercharged version. This recipe is simple and refreshing. It has 1 to 2 lemons, a handful of strawberries, 3 to 4 sprigs of mint, a pitcher of water, and a Hum Nutrition Collagen Pop in the strawberry lemon flavor. So you slice the lemons and strawberries, and don't forget to remove the stems. Remove the leaves from the mint sprig and give them a spank. Place everything into a pitcher and fill with water. Let the spa water sit in your fridge for 2+ hours. It should turn a beautiful pink color. You pour yourself a glass, making sure to get some of that delicious fruit in there. Then to supercharge this spa water, throw in a Hum Collagen Pop in the strawberry lemon flavor. It'll add a slight fizz to it and even more flavor. So Walter, can you tell us everything we need to know about ingestible collagen? But first, let me tell everyone that's listening. They can go to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com and they can see my supercharged water, the pretty pink color, and they can get the complete recipe. So can you tell them right now all about the collagen?
Absolutely. So collagen is definitely something you want to consider to help with skin health. And one great way of taking it is with collagen pop. It contains collagen, but also vitamin C to help with that extra skin protection. And it supports actually the body's production of collagen as well. And what's nice about collagen pop is you just, you know, as the name says, it's a tablet. You just dissolve one in water and it has this delicious strawberry lemon flavor as well. It's natural and it's absolutely delicious. And it is this extra boost of collagen to get you through your day and to look after your skin health at the same time. We're using marine collagen, collagen pop, a very high quality of it. And it is just something that's easy to add into your daily routine. Hydration is so critical as well. And why not make hydration, as you call it, supercharged and to get the most benefits out of it so you get extra skin health with this wonderful drink.
Yes. And can I tell the listeners, everyone here at the office, we all here and at home are addicted to these collagen pops. They're amazing. I can't have my water anymore without them. Is there a limit that you can have them in a day?
Well, if you put like one in a glass of water, if you can add it to every of your drinks. So, you know, I'm a big fan of collagen, right? But don't overdrink. If you drink too much water too, that's definitely something you don't want to do. But with your daily intake, absolutely
good
fine.
To know. So, yeah. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. Well, they are amazing. I'm just going to have to say it right now. You're brilliant. You're brilliant. You're just brilliant.
I think I'm turning red right now. So. Or maybe pink like this drink.
Pink like the drink. Okay, so on that note, is it possible to consume too many nutrients and supplements?
Yeah, you want to be very mindful of what you're taking. So there's like within the vitamin space, you have water-soluble vitamins and fat-soluble ones. While excess water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C, for example, you flush out, or B vitamins or water-solubles, you really want to be careful with those, you know, like fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, for example. Vitamin E, you don't want to have too much of that. Furthermore, zinc, a mineral, watch that zinc intake, so there's not too much of that in your diet. You know, you want to make sure you follow like strict guidance, and you know, don't take too much. So, and I don't never see a reason of just thinking, oh, let's just take more and more and more to get more benefit. Incorporate as instructed, and we make that very clear on each bottle, for example, how to take the supplement, then you're fine. But don't think by just like tripling the amount, you get triple the effect. It doesn't work like that.
I love that. I love that. I think that's so important. So actually, can you just explain your ethos of take less?
Yeah. So I always say, if you can eat it, eat it. And I mean, that should be your starting point. Like if I can find my vitamin C and like my lemon juice or my fruits that I'm taking, my orange juice, that's fine. You know, that's a great starting point. But sometimes I don't have time to, you know, do all these things. Life is busy. Life is hectic. And as I said earlier, I'm very interested in those specific micronutrients that I wouldn't find in a regular diet, like adaptogens, for example. They're wonderful. Like, you know, I have quite a demanding day, and I take our formula called Big Chill, which contains rhodiola rosea at an exact amount that was studied in clinical research to help with stress and cognitive performance. And that works wonders for me. I must say, when I have a demanding day, I pop one of those, and it truly helps me get through the day. And it would be very hard to find that in a normal diet. Or ashwagandha, another herb we introduced in the gummy recently, tastes very bitter. So I do prefer the supplementation approach, because I don't have to deal with the bitterness of the herb, and a capsule is a much smarter way for me to supplement. But then, you know, greens, for example, I try to eat a lot of greens, so I don't have to, you know, take that as a powder, for example. But it depends on the day. Some days I don't have the time in the morning, and I combine our super greens with the protein in a shake, and that helps me win a few minutes of the day. But generally speaking, I love food. And I would always say, if you can eat it, eat it. Don't supplement it. Complement. Think about it as a complement that complements a healthy lifestyle, not a supplement or substitute for an unhealthy lifestyle.
I love that. Okay, I want to get into specifics for the listeners. So for Radiant Youthful Skin, what type of nutrients do you recommend taking?
Yeah, I would definitely start like with ingredients like hyaluronic acid, which we know from skincare, which I think is a very interesting. I always thought this is what's so fascinating about this industry. Like, hold on a second. I've seen hyaluronic acid in every ad out there in skincare. Can I really ingest that? And the answer is yes. It helps with that skin moisture, and it's a wonderful thing. Based in LA, I also take a product that's called Turn Back Time in our end. And what it does do, it is helps protect your skin from the environments. We have very strong sun here and very dry air, and it's quite harsh for skin, I must say. So protecting your sun, you know, your skin, not just with a sunscreen, but certain nutrients that can help protect your skin from the sun, that's something one should consider as well. Collagen, we already spoke about that, obviously. And then it comes down to, like, you know, if you break out or not, you know, you want to consider a cleanse, etc. So there are lots of things you can do, and lots of ingredients. We have so many products across skin that are very specific to your needs. And like ceramides, another you know, ingredient I recommend to our audience if they're concerned about that skin firmness, that, you know, locking in that moisture in your skin. Ceramides can be very powerful. So there's lots of good stuff out there. But then it comes down to understanding your real needs, your lifestyle, and then work with an expert to figure out what's exactly right and how to achieve those goals from the inside out.
Wow, this is such great information. So I'm probably going to ask the one question that everyone wants me to ask. Is it possible for a supplement to actually help you lose weight, or is that a gimmick?
Very good question. And that is probably one of the hottest topic out there. Like anything to do with weight, you have lots of trends coming and going and all that. What I will say, if you pair certain micronutrients with a healthy diet and exercise, be very clear about this, you can amplify effects. You can, but never think of it as a silver bullet. It doesn't work like this. It really doesn't. It doesn't give you a free pass to suddenly make very unhealthy choices. You can't offset calories that you don't need with a supplement. You really can't. What we can do is assist healthy choices and a healthy lifestyle to be even more effective. That you can do.
I totally agree with you. You know, it's really common sense. It's like the more you put in, the more you need to exercise and work off.
It's unfortunately a mathematical equation.
It just comes down to that. And the more you put in that's healthy, then maybe the more you work out can be different. Maybe your workout can be a little different, but it's really that simple. You put in really bad food, you got to work really, really hard to get it out of your body or off your body. Like you just said, there's no magic pill or no silver bullet. So can supplements improve our moods?
Yes, they can actually. And this is, again, something I find so fascinating. Going back to the earlier topic of the microbiome, we're now looking at certain probiotic strains that can actually impact your mood. Stress, adaptogens, they're called adaptogens because they help your body adapt to stress. That can have a positive impact. D3 is another one. If you ever heard of the expression, the winter blues, what people are getting, especially in areas that have not so much sunlight during the winter, or like maybe it's too cold outside, we spend way too much time inside, don't get enough that sort of, they would usually say 20 to 30 minutes of direct sunlight every day is what is recommended. So D3 deficiencies can also like really impact your mood. So a lot of things that can impact your mood, and you want to be mindful of your digestion, getting that in check, cleansing that, the probiotics, as I mentioned, I'm a huge fan of those. It really helps you, balance things out, feel better, feel more energetic. So yeah, food is a big, big topic for us. And there are a lot of micronutrients that can help you through the day. And you just have to understand, which one you need and what's causing this sort of like mood swing.
When it comes to D3, do you have a preference or an inclination to say what is best, taking the D3 daily or weekly?
Very good question. And there's also like you can do vitamin drips as well to get that D3. I mean, there's a lot of ways of getting your vitamins. I'm coming from a school of thought where like, if I don't do something on a daily basis, I forget. I would have a very hard time having my weekly schedule on supplementation, for example. And that, for me, it is much easier just to be very compliant, to be frank, with what I'm doing by having this sort of like weekly ingestion of it. And again, this is my personal preference, so I'm not going to talk to you about scientific evidence, but the way I see it, I'd rather give my body every day a little.
Yes.
And reach that goal as opposed to having these sort of like mega swings, basically.
Yes.
On a weekly basis. But that's how I see it, because it helps me, A, being much more consistent with my vitamin routine. I have to, first thing in the morning, I wake up, make myself a lemon water, which is very good for you to like balance out those pH levels, really. And then drink another glass of water, and then I have my vitamins with that, basically. I just like to get, then I'm done with that, and that's really easy for me, and then I don't forget. And then there's some stuff I take in the evening, obviously. We have some products for sleep, etc. So I take those in the evening. But I love having this routine first thing in the morning.
Yeah. The only reason I ask that is because, and that is the only one I take once a week. And I'm consistent every Sunday evening. I take my vitamin D. And it is because for some reason I was so deficient in it. Because it got out of my routine. So my doctor said, oh, let's give you 50,000 IU once a week and get that back up. So I got into the habit of doing that. And so I thought, okay. I wonder if I should go back to daily or if I can stay with this weekly they got.
Honestly, if your doctor says this works for you, they obviously did some blood work to measure your D3 levels. And if that worked and your doctor says that's the right approach to you, go with that advice.
Yeah. I would ask my doctor. She's amazing, but it just kind of came up to me right now during this podcast. So which supplements do you take every morning?
So I'm taking our probiotic Gut Instinct, and it's almost like my version of a multivitamin. It has many, many strains of bacteria, and it's a high potency, like lots of different strains. So I love that. And it really balances out my digestion, which, is brilliantly balanced right now. I'm very happy about that. So I take that. I take a D3 actually, which, believe it or not, even I live in Los Angeles, we have tons of sun, but the sun is just so strong here, and you want to put sunscreen, you want to really avoid it because to protect your skin, you don't want to be too much in the sun either. It's beautiful. It's amazing, but what really is something that affects your skin. So I need to take a D3 as well. Ours is called Here Comes the Sun. It's a vegan D3. I try to eat plant-based if I can. So the fact that this is vegan is really good. In addition, as you can imagine, currently there's lots of stuff happening in the world. So I'm super dosing in vitamin C as well. And we have an esterified ester vitamin C, which is, you know, very soluble and it's really good for you. So I take that in the morning. And then I'm taking an adaptogen called Big Chill, which helps me with like daily performance. I, you know, don't react to stress so much. I get through the day. I have long days these days. And so that's really, really helpful. That's my morning routine at the moment. And then sometimes, you know, I switch things up, you know, as there's different seasons. I may say, now I'm going to focus on cleansing and detoxing a little bit. So I do that on a seasonal basis. And in the evening, I'm taking this product called Mighty Night, and it contains a combination of valerian root, hops, and passion flower, which really helps you stay asleep. It's quite potent, actually. And if you look at clinical research there, it is very, very, like, there's very compelling clinical research. We have the exact amount that was used in that clinical research to help you sleep better. So that's in there. It's paired with ceramide, which helped my skin. And so it's this sort of like magic, I wouldn't call it a magic pill, but it is, to me, is a magic pill. And I know how much work went into this one to really help you wake up refreshed in the morning and looked after your skin. It's almost like a serum. You put it from the inside and you sleep wonderfully and you wake up refreshed and your skin looks fresh too.
I love this. So is it possible for your food nutrients and supplements to actually work against each other?
Yeah, you want to make, you know, obviously like certain things you need to help, like, you know, absorbing calcium, for example, you need D3 for that. And there is total interaction. So you really want to make sure you do things as instructed, take them with or without food if we recommend that. Sometimes as well, like acidity levels in your stomach can be to the detriment of a probiotic that you're taking. So you really want to make sure you follow the advice here of the health, you know, of your professional, your nutrition coach, in our case, the nutritionist, to make sure you're doing it the right way to get the most out of it.
I was going to ask you, if someone is new to the world of vitamins and supplements, what would you recommend starting with? But I don't really need to ask that question because they could go to your website, correct?
And that's what I always say. They're like, what should I take? It's like, yeah. Take the quiz.
Yes. They could just go to your website, take the quiz.
Yeah, the first thing you're going to take is the quiz, and then we'll tell you what's right for you. And then you have your own nutritionist to, you know, chat with, and, you know, they can really help you out, figure this out, because I don't know the ins and outs of your daily life, your stress levels, your sleep quality, what you eat, what you don't eat. Work with our team. They're so experienced and they will really put you and set you up for success.
That is so wonderful. And my next question is, do women tend to need more of any one certain nutrient, in your opinion?
Well, there's iron, obviously, which is like if you're premenopausal, there's higher iron needs amongst women, right? So that's definitely something to consider. So one of the questions actually in the quiz is like whether you're premenopausal or not, because we want to understand those iron needs. Iron is one of those things that you want to make sure you don't take too much, because again, you want to take those levels that are right for you. And we don't recommend it to men, for example, right? So that's just one example. Also for hormonal health, there's certain micronutrients like our Moody Bird formula, which helps with hormonal health. That is something that, you know, is beneficial to women, right? So definitely something there. I mentioned already the product called Private Party, which is for vaginal health. Again, it contains PSCs and probiotics for vaginal health. Again, that's something to consider for women, really. So, but, you know, it's on a, you know, generally speaking, if I speak for one nutrient, it would be the iron, obviously, where you have to determine whether you're like pre or post-menopause. And then other than that, it comes down to your personal needs, really, and that you can discuss again with your nutritionist.
I have a brand new granddaughter who's 2 months old.
And congrats.
Thank you. And my precious, beautiful daughter-in-law, of course, is just a new mother. And I've been thinking of her while I'm sitting here. She's so healthy and she has so much energy. But you know what? I'm going to direct her to Hom's website, because I feel like if there's ever a time a woman should really focus on her health and supplementing her body with nutrients, it's right after she has used that body to create life.
Well, I would say beforehand already. So, you know, like a prenatal, obviously, like it's very, very important for that healthy development of the baby. So that's something one recommends. Yeah. But like, I always think that like, it's always a good idea to look after yourself. And you're right. Obviously, there's that moment, you know, these are big moments in one's life. And they're, you know, they need extra care and attention, absolutely. But I think generally speaking, it's always a good time to look after your health. You know, I would recommend that.
So what's next for you and Hum Nutrition?
Well, we have tons of exciting products in the making. We're having a launch, two big launches, and one in September and one in October. And probably I'll tell you a bit more about it when we get closer to that date. Yeah. But like,
you come back and tell us. You come back.
I will tell you that. But I'm really proud of those initiatives, and they're very exciting. And we obviously have just scratched the surface. So, you know, there are millions and millions of people out there who haven't even heard of Hum. And I'm truly grateful for having the opportunity to speak about it and like hopefully like widening, you know, the awareness of the brand as well through this podcast. But generally speaking, there's just so much more room to grow. We've seen phenomenal growth last year. We started selling internationally as well, which is a completely new ball game, but it's very exciting. What I didn't realize is that, you know, when you go international, that means you have to take meetings in different time zones, really. So my days on both sides have gotten like shorter. So I get not as much sleep as I want to, but international growth has definitely been there. And then this has recently been announced. And I'm really proud of that. And some people don't know this about Hum. We also sell in retail.
Oh, wonderful.
So you can find us at Sephora, where we're the leading health and wellness brand. We're very proud of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And Sephora just announced a big partnership with Kohl's, where they're going to do a store-in-store. So that means Hum is going to be the only health and wellness brand that Sephora picked to be in this execution. So like come, I think it's the next couple of weeks, actually, we'll be rolling out and bring the Hum brand to a whole new audience across the country. So if you're shopping at Kohl's, for example, and you want to see that new store-in-store at Sephora, we'll be right there. And then you can experience the brand, not just online, but also in a retail environment.
Congratulations. That is wonderful. I'm so happy for you, your company, everyone involved.
Yes, it's a big milestone. I'm really excited about it.
It is really a huge milestone. So I think right now we need to have some fun to celebrate. How do you feel about playing games?
Let's play it.
Good. Because that's my second thing we do with every podcast. We create a game that is focusing on this podcast and you, our guest. And this game is called Suspicious or Nutritious. So I'm going to read off some myths about different foods and their impact on your health and beauty. And you're going to tell us if it's true or false. True, it's nutritious, or false, that's suspicious. And please feel free to add in some tidbits about how to supplement these foods for the best result. Because quite honestly, I think you're brilliant. So I think this is going to be a really great game for our listeners. So number one, carrots are good for eyesight.
Nutritious.
Yay! That is actually true. It says carrots can contain beta carotene, which helps the body produce vitamin A and helps with your eyesight. Okay, number two, chocolate makes you break out.
On this one, I'm going to say nutritious and suspicious.
Oh.
And I tell you why.
Okay.
Because it really comes down to the chocolate you may be eating. If it's a sort of like milk chocolate that's highly processed and has these fats that are really unhealthy, I wouldn't recommend that. But actually, a dark chocolate can be very healthy. So I wouldn't exclude dark chocolate. And this will also be interesting for your listener. Actually, dark chocolate is also great if you think I want to lose some weight and I can't eat chocolate. I would say absolutely not. You can eat dark chocolate. It's good for you. It's very healthy. So go for it. Go for
it. Really?
This one I would say nutritious, suspicious, because it really depends on the kind of chocolate you're taking or eating.
I love that. I love hearing that. So dark chocolate is really good for you. Okay, three. A spoonful of honey is good for a cough. Is that true or false?
Well, I would say nutritious, because it's, you know, honey can really soothe things out. So I'm not saying that the honey is going to necessarily treat a cough or cold, but it's really nice just to smooth things out a little bit. And then there's another thing I want to call out here, which is propolis, which you may be aware of or not. Have you heard of propolis?
No.
That's an incredible ingredient. Basically, it's produced by bees, and they keep the beehive germ-free with the propolis. So they collect this from the flowers, and then at the entrance of the beehive, you'll find that propolis. And you have to think about it. In a beehive, you can't have any diseases. Otherwise, the entire colony would die, obviously, right? And they want to protect that. So what this propolis does, it's almost like a natural way of killing those germs that are airborne, basically. So I was very strong on propolis spray in the last 12 months, I can tell you that, because it's really, really good way of, like, you know, protecting yourself against anything that's in the air. So huge fan of that. So just want to build on that, because we're talking about obviously bees and honey here, but wow. I want to like talk about propolis for a sec as well. Yeah.
That is good to know, because I've always heard that honey, you know, they always say sip honey and lemon and warm water or milk or whatever for a sore throat or for if you're hoarse, if you have a cold. But I've also heard that there are products and certain honeys that you can put on your face combined with a mask. And it's very good for, it's an anti-inflammatory for the skin. Have you heard of that?
Well, it's soothing, yeah. Right? So that's why the, like honey is good for when you have a cough. It really soothes things out. And that's the reason why people recommend have a bit of like hot lemon with a bit of honey inside. And I'm a huge fan of honey in general. I think it's a great ingredient. Great. It really is.
Right, great. Okay, number four. Oranges build immunity.
Well, they contain vitamin C, and vitamin C and immunity are clearly linked. So nutritious.
Wonderful. Okay, so while we're on the topic of vitamin C, when it's in a supplement form, is it possible to take too much vitamin C and it cause diarrhea?
Yeah, I mean, like, again, it can upset your stomach, absolutely. And people, again, it's a water-soluble vitamin. So don't think I'm just taking this mega dose of vitamin C and suddenly I'm storing this in my body and will protect me for hours to come. No, that's not the way it works. The extra vitamin C you just flush out, and it may upset your stomach and get diarrhea from it too. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, number five. Turkey makes you sleepy. True or false?
Nutritious. That's true. And like there's a compound in turkey that makes you a little bit sleepy. Correct. Yeah. So that's why people get those Thanksgiving, I would say comas in the afternoon. Oh. They just like want a little take a little nap, basically. So yeah, nutritious.
That's so funny. So let me ask you this. So I wonder if you just eat a turkey sandwich for lunch, you're going to get that trip to bed.
To be honest, I'm like not such a huge fan of turkey meat. So I never really got into the great details of how much, you know, has an effect. That I would have to look up. It's not my favorite, yeah. I would say, you know, I won't be able to go into exact amounts.
I'll be honest with you. I love turkey. I eat a lot of turkey on Thanksgiving and I do get that nap need, but I just chalk it up to the entire meal I've eaten.
Well, it's also, if you think about it, like when you eat a lot of food, right, your blood obviously goes to your digestion. It goes away from other parts in your body, basically. And that takes away your energy level as well. It's like those post-meal, downs of your encounter. It takes a lot of energy to digest that food.
Not to be confused with the fact that I just cooked the whole meal and served the whole meal, and then I ate the whole meal.
I hope I can taste that turkey one year. I'm looking forward to it already.
Yeah, I think you'd really love it. Here's what I do after with the leftovers. I make a sandwich with turkey dressing and cranberry sauce.
Sounds incredible.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay, back to the game. Number six, spicy foods cause ulcers. True or false?
I would have to look that up, actually. But I think spices can be very healthy for you as well. Good. So I would have to look that up, whether they could cause ulcers or not. I wouldn't. So I go like, what do I say? Nutritious or suspicious?
Suspicious.
I don't know.
Suspicious. But because I'm going to tell you, the answer that is written here says suspicious. 80 to 90% of ulcers are caused by bacteria. And as a result, are treated with antibiotics. So I don't think spicy foods can cause an ulcer. Now, they may be talking about like little ulcers in your mouth or something, but no, I think that's suspicious. Oh, here's another one. Dairy can affect your vocal cords.
Actually, this one is nutritious.
Yes. It says too much dairy can thicken the mucus that's present in your airways, which negatively affects your singing and speaking voice. Combat this with lots of water and some honey.
There you go. Soothe that throat.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's
I thought it was a really, really, it's a really interesting one because we don't make that connection immediately and why. And I think you explained it so nicely, you know, what that correlation was and what causes what. So, yeah, I think it's an interesting one. So to all those opera singers out there, maybe not a milkshake.
No milkshake. Nothing. <yeah. laughs> Okay, here's the last one. Hair of the dog cures a hangover. Oh, I know the answer.
Well, you know, the hangover cures, basically. It's always a good one. I've been living in the UK for many, many years. And honestly, I would be a bit suspicious about this one.
That is suspicious because it says here, having another drink forces your body to prioritize metabolizing the new alcohol. So you get a brief reprieve from the previous night's cocktails. But as soon as the new alcohol gets processed, you're right back where you started.
It's you probably don't feel so much then, you know, you're just numbing the effects of, I guess, of the hangover. So yeah. And as you can tell, I've been living abroad a little bit. So like in the UK, that's definitely like something people love to do, but it's not really helpful.
It's not at all. Oh my gosh. Well, that brings us to the end of the episode. Walter, thank you so much for all of the great information and congratulations on the success of Hum. Can you tell the listeners how to find out more about Hum Nutrition?
Yeah, it's very simple. Go to humnutrition.com, click Get Started, and you take this quiz that will then tell you exactly what's right for you and pair you with a nutritionist. And then they can coach you on what's right for you and we'll ship it to you in the post very conveniently. So go to humnutrition.com and you can also get $10 off your first order. There will be a little discount when you sign up. So, you know, that's all I have to say. It takes 3 minutes. It's super convenient and extremely insightful and hopefully will help you find the right vitamin that suits your needs.
Oh my gosh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. And I am thrilled to hear about your association with Sephora. And thank you again for the discount for everyone new heading over to humnutrition.com.
Yes. And the coupon code is HUM10, H-U-M, and then 10. So you will kind of apply on checkout.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. And Secret Squad, head over to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com for behind the scenes photos, blogs, and drink recipes. And make sure to rate and review this podcast. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.